Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
We have been talking about being committed and what commitment is all about. And being committed is, if you're going to do anything in business, in a career, in a family, you know, on a diet, a workout regimen, if you're going to be successful, it's going to take being committed. You have to be committed at whatever it is you're endeavoring to accomplish. It takes commitment. So we've been looking at this idea of being committed. And so God takes commitment very serious. So, remember, it means Golgotha, the word committed. And that's where Jesus was buried, or Jesus was on the cross on Golgotha's hill. And so, the implication there is we should be willing to die for what we're committed to. So, commitment's big stuff, isn't it? I'm going to be committed. Are you committed? I'm going to tell you something. The day we're in today, and the way things are going, you better be committed. If you're not committed, all kinds of stuff's going to get in your life that will keep you from fulfilling God's will. It takes commitment to be a disciple, to be a follower of Jesus. Amen? And so that's what we are looking at. So let's go ahead and get started. I got a lot to cover. Let's go to our vision, and then we're going to get to our foundational verse, and we will get started up in here. To build a people who are established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. In the bond of peace. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Father, we thank You for Your presence today. Thank You, Lord, for just all that You're doing in the time and hour that we live in. Lord, we see Your good works. We see good. We see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You are up to good, and that's all You do is good. So, Lord, help us to continue to see that. And, Lord, we lift up Ukraine to You right now, all those people. I saw Samaritan's Purse, Billy Graham's son, Franklin Graham, and his ministry over there winning people to Christ and sharing and helping people, and pastors over there sharing the gospel while bombs are going off. There's a war going on. There's a war going on even in the United States, spiritually. And Lord, we are in that war. We need to be committed if we're going to overcome and win in this battle. So Father, we need Your help. We ask in the name of Jesus that You speak to our hearts, and Lord, You increase our revelation knowledge and our understanding. You said understanding will deliver us from the evil way. Increase our understanding today, Lord. We love You and we trust You. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right. So, in this verse, Psalms 37:5, commit your way to the Lord. Remember, commit. It also means to roll away. So when I'm committed, I'm going to roll away. All right, remember that comes from the camel. When the camel's on the journey, he's got a load on his humps, and his water gets depleted, so he has to get down on his knees and roll that load off. And the people on the journey will say, he's being committed. So that's what committed means, to roll away. So when I'm committed, I'm going to go to God daily, and I'm going to roll my burdens off on him. So I don't carry my burdens to work, and I don't carry my burdens anywhere. Because the enemy will have somebody to help you with your burden, to make your burden bigger and greater than what it really is. And God wants you to stay committed, and he'll bring it to pass. He'll remove it out of your life if you'll trust him, if you stay committed. Do you see this? This is good, isn't it? So now think about this. He says, commit your way. He says in Proverbs 16:3, commit your works to the Lord, and he will establish your thoughts. So you see, if you're committed and you commit your works to the Lord, you go to work and you're committed and everything to him. I'm here to do my job as unto the Lord. He's going to establish your thinking. You see that? He will remove negative thinking about your boss, about other employees, people, maybe family members. He'll remove all that because you're committed to him. You see that? And that's what we need to, that's what it's going to take in the hour that we're living in. Because I'm telling you what, persecution is coming for the church. They that desire to live godly will be persecuted. Not maybe, not will be. We are going to be persecuted. And all you got to do is look at the news and see what's happening. Persecution, if we have ever thought we've been in persecution, it's really coming. And so this is what God is preparing his church, that the gates of hell will not prevail against, and his church is his people. And this word today is going to help you if you're here to receive something. And it is really going to help you. So now, think about this. Trust. Remember the word trust? Careless. So if I'm trusting God, I've committed my... Now I can go to work and be careless. You ever get around careless people? They're just happy-go-lucky. Sometimes you make people nervous when you're like that. You're happy. What's going on with you? You know, haven't you been watching the news? You got to have your head under the sand, or you're like an ostrich, or what? That's what people think. They think when you're happy and free, they think something's wrong with you. You're smiling all the time. Something's wrong with you. Really? You're just careless because you're trusting God. That's what it means. I'm trusting God. Amen. I'm casting all my cares upon him. Remember 1 Peter 5? Cast all your... Remember what that word cast means? One of its meanings is not just to cast like a lure. It's to drop it. Drop it. So I'm going to drop it. Look at the person next to me and say, drop it. See, when you drop it, now you're not carrying it. You're casting it on him. See that? So, then he says, he shall bring it to pass. He'll bring it to pass. You may need a healing, whatever it is you need in life. The burden's going to be... He'll help you change your view of it. Maybe you were abused. Maybe you were molested. Maybe you had abandonment when you were a child. That's a trauma in your life. He'll bring it to pass. He'll help you see it in a way that this don't have me anymore. I'm free to be me now. And I'm careless. And now I'm fulfilling God's will. I'm doing what I've been put on this earth to do. You see that? Because God ordained you, he knew you, and he sanctified you, and he elected you before you were even born. All that was done before you were born. See? And then when you tap into that, that's in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. And then he goes on to say that he's ready to perform his word. He's waiting for you to get in his story. And he's going to perform his word over your life and fulfill his will. And you're going to be fulfilled, and you're going to know I'm right in the center of God's will. You see that? And when you understand that, it makes you careless. It makes you free. You see that? And you make people, sometimes, I'm just saying, some people get a little nervous around you sometimes. It's okay. You'll go to Thanksgiving and they'll wonder what's up. That'll give you a good reason to share something, right? And then, you know, they may throw you out of there, but that's okay. We all right? Okay. Now, let's look at this. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 12. We've been talking about uprooting roots that are producing bad fruit. Because see, look, when we are resentful, when we are depressed, when we are compulsive, we have these addictive behaviors, those are fruit. When we're angry, those are all fruit of a wrong root. See, those are producing fruit. God wants you to produce fruit that honors Him. You see that? When you go to work with a bad attitude and angry and negative, that's the fruit you're giving to people. See, the people you work with. You're giving them that. That's what you're serving. See, fruit is for other people. Apple trees don't eat their own apples, right? The fruit of the Spirit, remember? Galatians 5:22 is love. All the fruit that God produces comes out of love, agape love. All the fruit. Peace, joy, long-suffering. Everybody likes that one. Long-suffering, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. All come out of love. See that? And that's what God wants you to serve wherever you go. He wants you to serve kindness and self-control. I like that self-control. That means you have control over what's going on inside of you. You see that? When you have control, listen, it's because of His love. When you don't have control, it becomes counterfeit. Counterfeit. It's not coming from love. When it's resentment and it's bitterness or it's negative, that's not from God's love. So it becomes counterfeit. It becomes self. Now you're trying to control, and it becomes you know what the Bible calls it? In Galatians chapter 3, verse 1, Paul said, "Who has bewitched you? Why have you disobeyed the truth?" You see? When you're bewitched, you try to control. When the situation didn't go the way you wanted it to go, now you take control. And you are really, I know people don't like to hear it, they think I'm being spiritual. You're doing witchcraft. Right, witchcraft isn't potions and big pots and bird's feet in there. No, it's control and intimidation and manipulation. You manipulate for it to go your way. Amen. See? Not God's way. God's way says, that angry boss, that difficult person says, pray for them. Bless them. Encourage them. Build them up. See, that's God's way. That's only love can do that. You see? But when it doesn't go your way, now you're going to manipulate. You're going to control. You're going to do it your way. You see? And that's what you do in your family when you don't understand what we're talking about today. Are we making sense? I don't want to be up in witchcraft. How about you? Witchcraft is ugly. And you know what? That's the first thing you resort to. You try to control it. And you know what? You ever get around people, they try to control every... you just want to get out of there. Man, it's just like... Yeah. I don't like to be around people that want to control everything. You know, because you know, this is the way it's supposed to be. And you think you got it all. Love. Love, when people irritate you the most, that ought to be a trigger for you to love them. The people that irritate you the most, you see what happens if you don't? You go negative, and it begins to produce a root inside of you that really contaminates you and the people close to you. You listening to me today? Pay attention. When I say pay attention, you know why I say that? Because if you don't pay attention, what I'm getting ready to share with you is going to cost you. It's going to cost you more than you want to pay. But if you will pay attention, it's going to help you. But I'm bringing God's word to you today. Am I making sense? So understand, this is so important to understand. And I'm going to tell you what, we're in another day. And God is trying to help you understand some things. And we're going to get this thing. Amen? All right. So now, he says in verse 13, he says, strengthen the hands that hang down and the feeble knees. Make straight the path of your feet so that what is lame may not become dislocated. He's talking about people who've been hurt and wounded being dislocated from the body of Christ. You see that? He wants, so they might may not become dislocated, but rather be healed. People can get healed in the body of Christ. Are you listening to me? They can get healed. Now watch. They can get healed. And then he says, pursue peace with some people. Huh? See, you're doing good this morning. All people, even the one that's the worst towards you. You see, the family member, the boss, the spouse, whoever it is, you pursue peace. You see this? Now, because see, when you have peace, now you can be healthy towards the people around you, and God can trust you. The Holy Spirit, right in our vision, to keep the unity of the Spirit, talking about the Holy Spirit, in the bond of peace. The Holy Spirit is bound to peace. If what you're about brings conflict and negativity and strife, the Holy Spirit is not in it. The Bible says the Holy Spirit is shed abroad in our hearts by the love of God. You see that? So the idea is we're to be loving people that are difficult, people we don't understand, all people. And folks, this is what I'm trying to help us see, because things are going to get changing. We're changing fast out there. But if we understand, we're going to be all right. Are you with me? We can walk in peace and joy. Right in the middle of it. Are you listening to me? Pay attention. Now watch. Pursue peace with all people and holiness. Holiness, you know, isn't having your hair in a bun and long. Somebody last night had their hair in a bun. They got in a bun again today. They're back again today. That's okay. Don't look over there. No. But it was good. It brought me a little joy, you know, because I'm not talking about anybody, but I'm trying to help you see something. You know, we got some more folks with hairs in the bun. That's okay, good. Even my wife has a hair. No, close. That's close. So now where was I? Okay, holiness. Yeah, holiness. But see, people think holiness is just outward. You know, I got a long dress and no makeup and, you know, hair stacked up. But no. Holiness is who you are. Amen. You see that? It's who you are. And you're whole. Nothing missing. It's integrity. It's integrated. It's working. It's producing something that's life-giving. It's holy. You see that? That's what that's talking about. You know, my wife has taken a new position at another place. And so this week, people have been coming up to her, I mean, saying things like, I mean, crying. We didn't know you were leaving. Why are you leaving? All this. And she just got, you know, a better deal. And so one person came up, and she makes the passes with the pictures on it. They crinkled up their pass and messed it up because they knew that she makes them. So they messed it up so they'll give them an excuse to come see Donita and say goodbye to her and give her a hug and give her a word of encouragement. And another person came up to her and said, who am I going to trust? I don't know who I'm going to trust now. She says, you always come down with that smile. You're always smiling. See, that's Jesus. Yeah. Amen. Am I making sense? Yeah. When you're there, that's what, and you are an expression of Christ, you're having influence on people. They're crying. They're thinking, this is real. She hired this person, and they didn't want to hire him. And she made sure, and they're in their 60s. And she's wondering, who am I going to trust? You see, that says something. Are you catching this? And I could go on and on. You guys would probably get tired of it. But it's amazing what people did and shared with her. It's because when she went to work, it wasn't because she loved it. It wasn't because, I'm so excited about what we're doing at NK. No. It's because I'm there to serve the Lord. I'm going to honor him. Every person, every one of them, I'm going to treat them like Christ. And that's the expression we're supposed to be. You see this? All people. Every one of them. You see, when you allow them to contaminate you, now you can't be that expression. And now you know what happens? You'll take that home with you. And then that can get on your kids. And get on your spouse and get in your family. You allowed it. We're going to talk about this. Am I making sense today already? Yes. Pay attention. look. Without which no one will see the Lord. So here's the idea. When you don't have peace and holiness, it affects your vision to see the goodness of God. See, if you can't see it, it doesn't make you crave and seek it and want it more. But if you can see it, you don't want anything else. You see that? You don't, because you know the world has nothing to compare to what he can do for me and give me in my life. You see that? You don't have to have people calling you up and wondering where you are. You're coming to church. You're going to be in the body of Christ, right? Because that's where our healing is. Amen? All right. Now look at this. give me the next one. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Now, looking carefully. This is a phrase that is from the Greek, and a lot of translations use the word diligently or carefully. They're synonymous. So what it's saying is, it means one Greek word. Here's the Greek word, E-P-I-S-K-O-P-O-S. E-P-I-S-K-O-P-O-S. Episkopos. Episkopos. See, that's a Greek word. That's what those two words mean. Pay attention. as those two words mean, looking carefully. So, guess what episkopos means? Bishop. So, what this is saying, you're the bishop over your soul and your heart. Did you hear me? You're the bishop. A bishop is responsible over churches and over all that goes on in those churches, good and bad. He's responsible. This is what this word means when you get the meaning of it. Episkopos. It means to look over, to take supervisory oversight. To look over, to take supervisory oversight. That's you, and that's me. I'm to be looking over my own heart and my soul continuously. And I'm responsible for the bad and the good, inside and out. I'm responsible. See that? A bishop has oversight responsibility for a group of churches. He is the chief overseer. And that's what you are, over your heart and your soul. You. It's the bishop's responsibility to watch, direct, guide, and correct, and give oversight over his churches and over the churches he cares for. Now, there, I already said they're responsible for the good and the bad. Now watch this. Why? Here's why. Because we are often tempted to blame our bad attitudes, our bitterness, our resentment, our feelings of unforgiveness on other people. Well, you don't know what they did to me. You don't know how they treated me. Doesn't matter. You're responsible for your response towards them. You're supposed to pray for them and bless them and encourage them. That's your responsibility. You see that? When you do that, guess who's protected? You are. You see that? You're responsible. You are responsible. The truth is, we are responsible for our own emotions and reactions. If a person does something that has the potential to offend you, God holds you and me responsible for whether or not the offense has taken root in our mind and in our heart. We can choose to let it go, or we can choose to let it take root inside of us. Remember, the word forgive means let it go. Exhale. You know what he's talking about here? He's talking about abandonment, molestation, abuse. Now, I'm just trying to give you a general idea. He's talking about addiction. He's talking about compulsive behaviors. Those are all fruit of not understanding what we're talking about. When you understand this and you let that go, now you can. You're in a position to really produce God's fruit.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now.
Listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com. or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.